Sometimes we just need to hear some lighter news. I've been releasing some extremely heavy videos about the interview with Zachary King. By the way, the full 2-hour interview, or about an hour and a half, is going to come out either today or tomorrow. But guess what? Pope Leo XIV has a personal trainer and he goes to the gym. What an incredible example for us. Now, some of you may be scandalized by this, but remember that Pope John Paul II was incredibly athletic, as well as Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati and many other saints were incredibly athletic because they loved the outdoors, what God has given us. Listen to this. For 2 years, Cardinal Prevost, appointed in 2023 to oversee bishop nominations, frequented the Omega Gym in Rome's upscale Prati district. So, man, subscriptions to this place are going to go up through the roof alongside priests, nuns, and local residents. The gym's owner, Francesco Tamburlani, recalled the moment he learned of Cardinal Prevost's elevation. Check this out. "When the name of the Pope was announced, my phone rings and my son tells me, 'Dad, it's Robert. Robert, our member, Mr. Tamburlani,'" recounted. "This moved us, filled us with joy." Now, this is actually going to blow your mind what you're about to hear. Cardinal Prevost 69 maintained a rigorous workout regimen, surprising his personal trainer. Who's his personal trainer? The guy in the thumbnail? Valerio Masella, with his stamina. Their sessions, 2 or 3 times a week, lasted up to an hour and involved a workout plan typically designed for men age 50 to 55. Now remember, Pope Leo the 14th is 69 years old. So how much did he bench? Mr. Masella can't speak to his papal power since Prevost was focused on posture and cardiovascular capacity. Why? So that he could live a long time and serve God's people well. My wife will tell me, "Alvaro, I love you. Go work out." Do I listen to her? No, but I do pray that I need to work out more following his example. He ran on his favorite treadmill that faces a mural featuring famous local landmarks, among them St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican. Can you imagine? He was probably running and praying at the same time, knowing how this Pope is turning out to be this incredible example for us. We would start off slow and then go pretty strong. I must say, especially a lot of resistance on the exercise bike. A very strong climb, Mr. Marcella said. Now, this is even more interesting. Throughout their 2-year training, Mr. Marcella never knew his client was a cardinal, nor did he hear him utter a discouraging word. I don't even know if he knew that he was a priest. So, can you imagine when they saw that he came out as a pope? They thought, "We had no idea." Now, it gets more interesting. I don't think I've ever heard him make a comment about anything that wasn't positive. He was always positive about everything, the weather, the city, the people. Also, for me, he said he also liked the gym. So even though he wasn't coming out as a cardinal, he was still giving the example of a cardinal. A Vatican spokesperson did not reply when asked for comment. A sporting pope isn't new, that here it talks about the JP2 was very athletic later on. Mr. Tamburlani, the Omega owner, says the Holy Father is welcome back anytime he wants to squeeze in a workout. After all, his membership is still active. It's probably going to be free. Can you imagine saying, "Hi, this is the Pope's gym"? Can you imagine the security that they would have to have and how all of Rome in that area is going to want to go there? You want to be like the Holy Father? You got to start with physical fitness and then you move on to the spiritual fitness. "This would make us so happy," he said. "We would organize our gym to guarantee his safety and his privacy. We would just need a sign. That's all you need." Can you imagine Pope working out? That would be incredible. So, my friends, don't always listen to all the negative stuff. There's wonderful things happening out there. If this has helped you or brought you joy in any way, please subscribe and support this channel and support it through Buy Me a Coffee. I'll see you in the next one. Maybe that 2-hour interview with Zachary King.